see that pole dancing could potentially be recognized as an Olympic sport. Yes, yes, you heard correct. Pole dancing. The Global Association of International Sports Federation recently awarded observer status to International Pole Sports Federation, along with dodgeball and arm wrestling. So this is seen as a very important marker on the road towards becoming an Olympic sport. So observer status is the first step towards a full membership, in fact. But how much of support is there? Are there enough spectators? Are there people interested? Would you go and buy a ticket to go and watch pole dancing? Do you think it even qualifies as a sport? Maybe you rely on it for fitness. Never done it. I don't even know where I would start. But I imagine that it takes a lot of strength, especially in that core, around the core. Do you think that it would make for a great sport? Maybe you already participate. This weekend, in fact, we had the crowning of Miss Pole Dance South Africa. So the crowning has happened, and it looks like the sport is growing as far as support is concerned. People signing up, audiences coming out to watch, and now there's a potential for it to become a sport at the Olympics. So you give me your calls on that, your participation in pole dancing. Maybe you do it and you are an enthusiast. But we also have Natasha Williams. She is the owner of Body Mind Studios, and she's the founder of the Pole Dance Sports Association in South Africa. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, Zanya. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm sure you understand my skepticism or why this is like eyebrow raising, that really at the Olympics, pole dancing?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so are you excited by this news that now there's this observer status?
You know, I think people are trying so hard to get it out of the box, out of the stigma of where people find pole dancing to be, that they really just want it to be taken seriously. If I have students that are doing pole dancing, the first thing their husbands or fathers will say is, are you going to go work in the clubs now?
Yeah.
You know, so it's great that it actually just gets out of that stigma. That people do start taking it seriously.
And this is one way of doing that.
Yes.
It does look very athletic. I won't take that away from it, but just the athleticism that's required, Natasha, give me a sense of what it takes and how it builds on fitness.
Okay, if I put a pole in front of you that is slippery, it's got no handlebars, and your hands actually, they sweat. If you had to try and climb that, you would go up one step down, up and two steps down. You just slide. So we have to hold on with our elbows, with our under our arms, with our knees, and of course, with any kind of sport, you bruise and you burn your skin. So it's quite, to me, I think it's the most simple piece of equipment ever developed, and it gives you the hardest workout ever.
The hardest workout.
Because you have to climb. You have to get up to the top and hold on.
Yeah, so upper body strength, very important. The core, very important as well.
Yeah. We mainly work our shoulders, our backs, and our core.
And what are you seeing? People coming through because they want just a different type of fitness regime, tired with their usual in the gym? Why? What's attractive? Why are so many people drawn to it?
You know what I think? I think it's, you know, if you look at any kind of dance form, like a ballroom dancing or salsa or something, it's sensual. You know, it's got an interactivity. But here you don't need a partner. You've got a pole and you can dance on the pole. So it's got that glitz and glam where you can dress up and you can do stuff. But I think the attraction is more that it is sensual rather than just a boring gym routine where mostly men hang out. Yeah, because women don't want to work, they don't want to build big biceps. They just want to tone and, you know, lose weight. And this is challenging.
You're right. So that's an interesting insight, because our bodies are different. So for those lean, toned muscles, this is a good exercise because you're doing a lot of stretching.
Amongst other things.
Amongst other things, of course. Lifting your own body weight up.
It's insane. And the problem is you burn out your muscle fuel so quickly that to try and do it again, you just run out of energy. You have to wait a day or two to try it again.
So what's the status in South Africa? You had this weekend where Miss Pole Dancing SA was crowned. Do you find audiences increasing, growing in numbers for the sport?
You know what's happening is there's so many new competitions and studios that have opened that the audience is pretty much the same, but there's more and more opportunity for people to compete and to grow their ability, their skills.
So the more we take away the stigma, the more we see, the more it's recognized. Those two go hand in hand. In fact, you need one for the other.
Do you know what? The husbands are the ones who come and thank me, because only the men that I feel threatened by their women going and empowering themselves are the ones that have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, the women build so much confidence and start enjoying their bodies so much. It's not about being sensual or anything. It's just about enjoying their bodies and doing something that they never thought they were capable of doing.
And
that's, to me, what it is about. And the confidence is the number one benefit that the ladies get from it.
Confidence.
Our
focus is on a lot on women. Don't we find men participating?
Yeah, my Miss Pole Dance SA was actually Mr. Pole Dance SA.
I see.
he was crowned. But yeah, we have a male studio owner that's Rain, but there's a lot of men doing it, and they are amazing. It's more like circus stuff that they do.
Right. So,
and I think, again, it's a stigma.
If men
would open themselves to it, they would enjoy it so much, because it's such a powerful form of exercise.
So everybody competes against everyone. There isn't a strictly male competition or female competition. There are very few sports that do that.
Yeah, I suppose. Maybe like ice skating. Yeah, there are male-only divisions. I think it just depends on how many people enter.
Ah, I see. But it's predominantly women. That's what you're seeing at the moment. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens. It is an interesting step indeed, not just for pole dancing, but also I mentioned dodgeball and arm wrestling as well. They have been given this observer status, and all of the best. I guess there will be lobby groups all over the world trying to add their voices to pole dancing being added as an Olympic sport. Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you very much.
That's Natasha Williams. She's the owner of Body Mind Studios and founder of Pole Dance Sports Association in South Africa. And I wanted your calls as well about what it gives you. What do you get out of pole dancing? And do you think it would deserve the status of being an Olympic sport? And I wonder what the judging criteria could evolve to be, or what should be considered. Natasha added Latin or ballroom dancing as a similar sport. This is a type of dance. It requires athleticism. It's also sensual. So why not include it? Your thoughts. You can tweet me and you can SMS as well. It's 31702 for your SMSs, and at @Zania_ on Twitter, and your calls on 011-883-0702. There is that _Benedict. He says, six packs at the Grand tell me that long jump is child's play compared to the core game you need to hang on. Men should compete too. All right. We looked at some of the muscle areas and what you get, the benefits, the physical benefits that you get from pole dancing. And Mduduzi says, nice. If pole dancing gets to the Olympics, we have Zoto Awabantu to win gold. A different type of dancing, I must say. But nonetheless, there you have it. Closer and closer to becoming an Olympic sport. Dodgeball is great fun. I can see that. Team sport. And then arm wrestling. Also, I can see that. But it's quite surprising to see pole dancing making the kind of advances that it's made. And at the weekend's competition, it was a man who took it. So it would be great also to see an integrated sport that involves all the gender.